The Gemara goes through the three-way machlokes amoraim about the three different reasons that sukkah lamala michaf ama is possible. So the Gemara says, why does each manda amar and each amora not hold of the other? Gemara on Beis Amid Beis. We're going weiter, Lisa. I want to get to some good sukkahs before sukkahs. Some chinuch sugyas, some nashim sugyas. The next 2 days, we have to pound. We have to go into Yom Kippur with as many sugyas as possible. So let's go. Every single sugya that we're going to do in Mirtz Hashem will be Bezras Hashem, essential to the mitzvah of sukkah, habali on the toiva, la'acher, the yom adin. Kula karabalo amri, the other days of Rab Zeira and Rava did not subscribe to Rabba's opinion that the reason why schach lamal michaf is possible is because you're not going to be able to recognize it, and if you're not going to be able to recognize it, it's felt, it's mechusar, it's missing leman yedu dorisechem, then you don't have a yediyah because you can't recognize it. Hahu yediyah l'dorishi. So Rashi, hahu yediyah l'doris, hahu lav bi yediyah di yeshiva sukkah. That's not speaking about the physical dimensions and the eyesight that's needed and the recognition and the perceiving of the schach that now we can learn the dimensions of the schach from. No, says Rabba, says Reb Zeira and Rava to Rabba. Hahu biyadiya l'dairis. Lav biyadiya d'yeshiva sukkah ka'amar. Ela biyadiya d'yeshiva haba in hekef sukkos. Anone COVID hanase la'ovis. What did Rashi just say? The Yediyah L'dayris that Rav Zeira and Rava are explaining in the pasuk of which pasuk are by his side? Of Leman Yedu Dorisechem Kibasukha Soshavti is not a Leman Yedu in the physical entity, but rather a Leman Yedu on remembering what? The Anonia COVID that the Sukkahs represent. Frek the Aruch Liner, Abam Kasha. What in the world did Rashi just do? Why did Rashi just start picking a fight? Who asked Rashi to get involved in a major machlekes tana? Comes along the Aruch Liner and says, read carefully. There is a machlekes tana about what Rashi just said. Yud Alpha Mbez, Disanya, Kibasukos Oshavti es Bnei Yisrael, Anone Akovid Oyu Divir Blazer, Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Sukos Mamesh Asulahem. Gemara has a major machlekes tanoim. What is the mitzvah sukkah, Kibasukos Oshavti, remembering and representing? Is it the fact that we sat in what? Sukos Mamesh? That we had huts when we left Mitzrayim? Or what, Rabbi Yisai? Or is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us in the Anoni HaKovid? Zokt Rashi, when the Gemara is in a machlekes amoraim, machlekes between Rabba against Rava and Rab Zeira, and the Gemara wants to know, why is it that Rava and Rab Zeira, I hate being restricted with my voice, I need to save it for Yom Kippur, it's just, Neil is not going to happen any other way. Why is it that Rava and Rav Zeira don't subscribe to Rabba? Zokt Rashi, Yediyah L'dayris. Good, Yediyah L'dayris. But what does that have to do with what? Zokt Rashi, because they hold like who? Because they hold like Rabba Lazar. Anan Yaakovit. Comes along the Aruch Liner and he says, yeah. This machlokes amoraim, Rashi realized, was a running machlokes tanoim, and ultimately will affect what the reason for your sukkahs is, and is going to affect all the different aspects of sukkahs. Says the Aruch Liner, even is going to affect what your source for all the walls of sukkah. So therefore, says the Aruch Liner, Rashi knew, right? We have the Aruch Liner right here. Rashi knew that this was not a random machlekes, says the Aruch Liner. Rashi said, Rava and Rav Zeira did not accept Rabba's view because they paskined like Rav Elazar. And if they paskin like Rav Elazar, so then what? Then it can't be referring to the physical dimensions and learning. The linear state is learned in the common plague of Elazar, because you perish because you besuk so shafti. So Rav Elazar and Nanakam, different Rashi, the Khan, Lo Shaykh, Lidil Doris, Rakli Mandar and Nanakovo, the Bezet Ika Zikar on the Nase, Avloman Mersukas Mamish, also in Cain, Ain Khan Nase, Umayy Dil Doris, and there's no Nase according to him. So if you hold Yedil Adaris, says Rashi, what? That means what? There's obviously some nace involved. If there's some nace involved, then what? Then it's Anonei HaKavid. So therefore, that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. The Yedil Adaris was a nace. Hint, parentheses, Anonei HaKavid. And what? Says the Aruch Lener. And obviously, Rabba held like Rabbi Akiva, that it was Sukkos Mamish. So therefore, he didn't hold Laman Yedu to be a Diladoris, to be a Nace. Because all they sat in was huts. There was no Nace. And that answers the Ritva's question, says the Aruch Lener. Ein Ritva Shehir, my time of Lofarish Gam, time of the Rabba Bezeh, my time of Lo Ikma be a Diladoros. Ask the Ritva, why didn't the Gemara ask another question? Why doesn't Rabba hold of Yediladoros? What happened to that? Everyone hear that, Kasha? The Gemara is asking, why didn't you hold like whom? Why doesn't Reb Zeira hold like Rava? Why doesn't Rava hold like Rava? Why doesn't Rava hold like Yedil Adoros? Says the Aruch Lener, it's very simple. Once you hold Rashi's explanation in the Gemara, there is no Yedil Adoros. There's no Nace.
I don't understand the concept of the question. I understand the Yedil Adoros.
Rava holds the man Yedil Adoros Seichem has to do with what? That the Schach can't be too high where you're not going to get a Yedia. So the Gemara should ask, and where does Rava hold of Yedil Adoros? So says the Aruch Lener, the answer to the Dros Kasha is obvious. Rabba is a function of Rabbi Akiva. There is no Yedil Adoros. Exactly what Rashi understood, that what? That this halacha, wow, went on your own. Very good, very good. Takes guts, but very good. That's yours?
No, I wasn't sure which one you wanted.
Psst, wow. Both seem geschmack. Zok the Aruch Lener, so that's the answer to the Ritva's Kasha. And now ultimately it just turns out that our Machlokes Amoraim is a major Machlokes Tanoim throughout Maseches Sukkah, probably the most fundamental Machlokes in the entire Maseches Sukkah, about the mitzvah of Sukkah. This, what?
Can we take it back a step?
Yeah. Rashi did something in this Gemara that the Aruch Lener said he wasn't required to do. Okay. The Gemara asked a simple question. Why does Reb Zeira and Rava not hold of Rabba? That the reason that Tzchach L'mal Mechaf is possible is because L'man Yedu D'Rasechem and I can't see L'mal Mechaf. Says the Gemara, because they use that Pasuk for Yediyah L'Doros. Says Rashi, thank you, Sofer. Says Rashi, what does it mean, Yedil Adoros? Says Rashi, since the Sukkah is Anonei HaKovid, so you have to remember the Anonei HaKovid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected you in the Midbar. Ask the Aruch Lener, who asked Rashi to add those words in? Who asked Rashi to get involved in Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar? Why did he do that?
Okay?
Answers the Aruch Lener, very simple. I have another question for you. Why doesn't the Gemara ever ask the Ritva's question? Why doesn't the Gemara ever ask where is Rabba's source for Yedil Adoros? Who uses Laman Yedu Doroseichem to recognize the physical edifice of the Schach? So he doesn't have Laman Yedu for the what? For the Yedil Adoros. Because that's the physical recognition of the Schach that has to be Lamata Mechafama. Says
Fresco's bad. Go ahead.
No, it's for the future. I still like it. Says the Aruch Lener, that's the answer. Our Machlokes Amoraim is no longer a Machlokes Amoraim, according to his interpretation of Rashi. Our our machlokes amoraim actually has to do with a fundamental machlokes, why we sit in Sukkos on Sukkos. And Rashi held that if you subscribe to the concept of having a deal of duros, that must mean that there was a miracle over here. If it was a miracle over here, that must have been that there was an anei akavit. If you hold that you're just remembering that they sat in physical Sukkos, so then what? Then there's no miracle over here. And that's why Rabbah doesn't need a pasuk for Yedil Adoros, because there's nothing to remember, there wasn't a miracle. And that's why that pasuk could be used for the physical dimensions. If the Aruch Lener is right, now we can understand the simple interpretation of the tour. Eli. The opening halacha of Hilchos Sukkah. In Simin Wat, Rabbi Isai? Tof Reish Chof Hey. This should be all open in your first meal on Yom Tov Sukkos, Rabbi Isai, and I'll explain to you why. You think I'm joking. I'm not stopped saying that in order to sell and try to captivate and try to capture your attention right now. You'll see in a second why I'm saying what I'm saying. Zok the Tour. Basukos Teishu Shivas Yomim. Leman Yedu Dorasechem, Kibisukdos, Hoshaftias Ben Israel, Behotzias Vitayim. Talakos of Mitzvah Sukkabiyatias Vitayim, Vachain Harbin Mitzvah, Lefishu Dover, Shereinu Beinenu Bezneinu. We saw it with our own eyes and we heard it. Shamanu, Veinadam Yacholakishenu, no one could deny it. Vuhu Amir Alamitas Mitzvahs, Habayar Yisal, and it now testifies to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is real. Shuhu Baruch Akolir Tzona Vuhu Asher Lo Akoach Vemam Shalavai Yecholus Bel Yonam Ptaktoinim Lassus Behen Gerit Tzona that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shoylet in everything in this world, and everything is totally on Him, and it's all based on His decision whether we live or die, whether we exist or not. Ve'ein Mishiyomer Lo Matase Kasher Osu Yimanu Bo'otzi Yosan Mimeretz Mitzrayim Ba'osu Mosim Va'asukos Sha'omer HaKosef Shoshivenu Bohem, and the Sukkos that we said HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested us in when we left Mitzrayim, Heim anone hakovid shehikafnu bohem lebal yake osanu shere v'shemesh, so that we shouldn't get affected by the sun and the difficulties of the desert. The dugma was etzivanu lasa sukkas kadesh nizkar neflos v'narosav, and that's why we have sukkas. And then the tour goes on to his famous point of why we don't sit in Nisan and why we sit in Tishrei, halan behal. But I want to focus on the beginning part of the tour. I don't find that interesting, Rabbi Yisai. Frekta Bach. This is uncharacteristic of the tour. The tour is the first halachic source that we have. Before Shulchan Aruch came the son of the Rush, the tour, and he compiled all the halachas that we paskin. Rabbi Yisai, this is nice, but it's what? It's agadeic. It's not halachic. It shouldn't be in the book of laws, in the code of laws. Why is the Torah bringing this down? Ask the Bach. Says the Bach something startling. Says the Bach, Rabbi said, don't forget this. Since the pasuk says leman yedu, which is what the pasuk of the source of our shir, lokiyim haMitzvah kitikuna im lo yada kavanas mitzvah sasuka kefi pashta lachin bir lefi apshat teikar akavana b'shira sasuka sheyeskor yitzias Mitzrayim v'zeh atam ha'atzma l'arenu zal. Says the Bach, there's something that I'm about to tell you that's not only relevant to Mitzvah Sukkah, it's relevant to a few different mitzvahs that the Torah says, Leman. Leman Yedu Dorasechem. And the Torah did so as well in Hilchos Tzitzis. And the Torah says also the same thing in Hilchos Tefillin. That when you are now doing the mitzvah, in addition to the fact that by mitzvahs deoraisa we hold mitzvahs trichos kavana, which is what we paskin la'alocha at every true mekavim, to fulfill the mitzvah of the boirei, the person should also have kavana of the reason linked to the mitzvah. If the Torah said l'man yedu derasechem that we should remember what now a nace that is connected and something historical that's connected to the mitzvah, says the Bach, that's something essential for the mitzvah, and you should think about that when you're being mekayim the mitzvah above and beyond the regular kavana of I want to fulfill the mitzvahs aboyri. Rabbi say, and what does the Torah say? The pashup shav l'man yedu derasechem. What? That it's talking about the sukkahs of what? Of Anonei HaKovid. If that's the case, Rabosai, our Rashi fits beautifully with the Torah. And not only is it a nice drasha, l'man yedu derasechem, that this should remind you, and this has a link to Anonei HaKovid, if the Bach's psak is correct, so then you actually have to think about this Rashi, you actually have to think about Rebbe Lazar, and there's going to be a machlekes Rebbe Lazar and Rebbe Akiva la'alacha whether or not I need this additional kavana when I'm going to sit in a week from now in my sukkah. It's ad kedei kach la'alacha. This machlekes Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Akiva. Not only there, Rabbi Yisai, Mishnah Brura quotes a prima gadim that holds what happens if I did not think about the l'man yedu derasech. What happens if I did not think about the linkage of the mitzvah? That it's keneged, the Anonei HaKovid, that the sukkahs are representing. So the Mishnah Brura quotes from the Prima Godim in Simin Tov Reish Chaf Hei. Ideally, you should follow the psak of the Bach and not only be mechavin to be yotzei a mitzvah deoraisa, a biblical mitzvah, but you should also think about Rebbe Lazar and what the mitzvah represents, according to the Torah, and according to Rab Zera and Rava, Rebbe Lazar, Lefi Rashi, says the Prima Gadim, but if you don't think about that, obviously it's not ma'akiv. You're still yotzei the mitzvah. Comes along the Aruch Lener's Psakim on Shulchan Aruch, which is in back of the Sefer Aruch Lener, Masechah Sukkah, which is called what, Rabbi Yisrael? Does anyone know what his Sefer is called? In the back of the Aruch Lener? Only on Hilchos Sukkah? Bikurei Yaakov. Excellent. Comes along the Bikurei Yaakov in the beginning of Hilchos Sukkah, and he says, I disagree with my friend, the Prima Gadim, and I think if you do not think about the Laman Yedu, you do not think about this additional representation of the Nes, that it's Keneged, why we're sitting in Sukkahs, then what? You were not yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah. Could you imagine, Rabbi Yisai? If this Bikurei Yaakov is correct, which Baruch Hashem the Mishnah Berurah doesn't ask him, but according to the Bikurei Yaakov, who's a posek, you know how many people weren't ever yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah? Ever? Because of our sugya. Because of l'man yedu derasechem, not only linking to another dimension of what the sukkah represents, but actually that being part and parcel of the mitzvah, and that's essential. That's frightening. So the pashtus, in my opinion, is that the Torah is very similar to Rashi, that got involved in a machlokes Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Akiva, and understood that if we're thinking about an additional kavana of what the mitzvah is representing, there's got to be a nes that it's linking to, which is the opinion of Rebbe Lazar of Anonei HaKovid. That's the pashup shot in the Torah, and that's the pashup shot of what will be ma'akev if you hold like the Bikurei Yaakov within that cheshbon of Rashi and the Torah. But if you look on our daf, Rashi is not the only opinion. Who disagrees with Rashi, Rabbi Yisai? Rabbeinu Chananu. Excellent. What does Rabbeinu Chananel say? Let's read. Kulu hani amirai kerabalo amri on Bezamid Aleph. Mishum deksirale, because the Rava and Rab Zera hold, daha yediya deksiv bikra, because that pasuk of Laman Yedu, it's not going on the height of the schach and seeing the physical edifice of the schach.
Shir
Umeniyechan base dirasin v'yoshim v'imosachag besukah shol in mipnei ma oisin kach umegidin lahen avosei amaisi yitzias mitzrayim. Says Rigan Chananel upshot in the Gemara, not like Rashi. What is it's if anything, this Rabbeinu Chanano sounds like what? Sounds like the Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kadesh Yishalu Atinokos. We do funny things on the table so that the children will ask, why are we doing this? Pesach. Says Rabbeinu Chanano, so too, you do that on Sukkos. Rab Zera and Rav held the idea of Laman Yedu is they're going to see, for some reason, we're leaving our houses, going into our huts. And they're going to ask, why are we going to our huts? And it's going to, and the answer is going to be, oh, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. But if I take Rabbeinu Chananel's approach, Rabbi Isai, what is Rabbeinu Chananel clearly not doing? He's not taking the approach of the Aruch Lener. He's not taking the approach of Rashi. And he's not linking the Laman Yedu or Yediyah L'Doros to specifically whose opinion? To be a function of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Lazar. According to Rabbi Chananel, maybe the Laman Yedu L'Doros exists even in the world of who? Even in the world of Rabbi Akiva. That's held you sat in Sukkos Mamish. You don't need a nace of Anone HaKovid for Laman Yedu. The facts are, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we sat in the Sukkos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. And this is a trigger to remember, Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And there's a Yediyah L'Doros, perhaps, even within the world of Rabbi Akiva. Wow. So now it could be that our machloikas, Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel, might have ramifications on whether or not this Bikurei Yaakov and this Kavana of Yediyah L'Doros has to be both in Rabbi Lazar's world of Anone HaKovid. And now we're suggesting what? That maybe even according to Rabbi Akiva, there's a Laman Yedu L'Doros Seichem. There's an additional Kavana that perhaps according to the Bikurei Yaakov is essential for the mitzvah. To remember the Sukkos that they sat in when they left Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yisrael, let me read to you a Chaye Odom. A Chaye Odom that is unbelievable. Listen to what he says, unapologetically, and he doesn't even seem to say that he's arguing with anyone. And I'll read to you this Mar Mokum. K'siv basukos teishu z'ayin namin l'man yedu dur sech. They just opened up Hilchos Sukkah, the first sif in Chaye Odom. Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Mitzchila k'siv basukos chaser, v'chan besukos oshavdi k'siv mole. Sometimes in the Torah, as we'll see, the Gemara is going to talk about, the word sukkos is spelled with a vav, and sometimes it's spelled without a vav. Why? Elalahoros, it's coming to teach you. Beis mine sukkos yoshu. Klal Yisrael sat in two types of sukkos. Echot sukkos shal anone akovid, ve echot sukkos mamish, shetzaru al ayaroros b'mochamas sichon v'og. And they also, when they were in camping and they were involved in war, they sat in physical sukkos, physical huts. B'tziva mitzvah zu b'tishri v'lo nisan. Says the Chaye Odom, that everyone agrees. Sukkos is plural. There's two types of sukkos. Wow, that would fit very well with what I'm suggesting within the Rabbeinu Chananel. And Yediyah L'Doros is relevant not only according to Rabbi Akiva, but even according to Rabbi Lazar. Because perhaps according to the Chaye Odom, there is not such a crazy machlokes over here. And what? Everyone agrees that there were both. There was the Anone HaKovod, says the Chaye Odom. And there was the Sukkos Mamish. Not like we started Shir with the Aruch Lener's approach, that there's a fundamental machlokes. Either they sat in Anoya Kovod, or they sat in Sukkos Mamish. Comes along the Meroime Sada in our daf, on this Rashi, asking the question that we began Shir with, why is Rashi picking fights with Tanoim? Why is Rashi getting himself into trouble when it's not necessary? Does not take the approach of the Aruch Lener to explain that Rashi knew that Yediyah L'Doros was only applicable to a nace like Anone HaKovod and not applicable to physical sukkos, and comes along the Netziv and says al derech l'Chaye Odom, there's no machlokes here. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Lazar hold both are true. Rabbi Akiva also holds of Anone HaKovod. Rashi's not saying that this is, Rashi never said, and I hold like Rabbi Lazar. All Rashi said was there's a Yediyah L'Doros for what? For the Anone HaKovod. Says the Netziv, it's the similar to the Chaye Odom, but it's not the same var. Says the Netziv, Rabbi Akiva agreed that there were Anonei HaKavod. Philip, where were there Anonei HaKavod? There's a difference between the traveling, the Nesiyah, when they were moving, and the encampment, the Chanoya, Rabbi Yisai. Does anyone remember the Netziv? Lab, you saw the Netziv? I can't remember which one was which. He said Rabbi Akiva's Shita that Sukkos Mamish was where? Was the Chanoya or the Nesina? The time of travels or the time of the encampment? No, Rashi held it. Rabbi Akiva held it both. But anyone have a Kovetz here?
He said that Sukkos Mamish is when they were doing Magna and when they were traveling. Was in
excellent. Thank you. Says the Netziv that Rabbi Akiva also subscribes to a Yedil Adoris to Anani HaKovet. Rashi's not picking fights. Rashi never said, I'm going according to Rabbi Lazar. Says the Netziv, a Meir de Gachidish. Similar to the Chayadam, but a different explanation. Rabbi Akiva that said they sat in Sukkos Mamish. Again, I forgot it. What is it? It was when they were traveling.
It was
when they were camped. When they were Bechanoia. That's when they went in Sukkos Mamish. Yeah. But when they were traveling, then they were in Anani HaKavod. So if Rashi says, L'yidi L'doris Anani HaKavod, is Rashi going specifically in Rabbi Lazar's Akhtar Netziv? No, not necessarily. Rabbi Kiva also holds they needed Anani HaKavod when they were traveling, when they needed to protect it, and they didn't have their Sukkos set up. Again, the Chayei Odom says you have to think about both. He's not talking about a Machloikas, he's not talking about a Rashi. He's just saying they're both true. They both happen to be correct. And the Tziv says, yeah, that's exactly what Rashi holds. And I'm going to explain to you why they're both correct. Because there was an encampment and there was a traveling. If that's correct, Rabosai, could be that even according to Rashi, a person would have to have Kavana for what? For both Sukkos Mamish, the Sukkos that they physically sat in at the time of Chanoya, and the buses, the clouds that they went on when they were traveling. And if the Bach is right, and the Bikurei Yaakov's version of the Bach is right, I can't hold myself back, Rabbi Yisai, I'm going to lose my voice, then what? If you don't think of both according to the Netziv in Das Rashi, then what? You're not Yotze the Mitzvah. Lefi, the Bikurei Yaakov's version of the Bach affecting this Laman Yedu of this Mitzvah. And for sure that's true in the Rabbeinu Chanana. Because the Rabbeinu Chanana says straight up, Laman Yedu has nothing to do with clouds. It has to do with what? Why are we moving from the houses? The kids are going to ask. Why are we moving from the houses into the Sukkah? And then we start talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So there are many different possibilities that we can take it one step further, either according to Rashi. But according to Rashi, maybe you would say that it's only Anonei Kavod. But at least according to the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Chayei Odom, a person has to think of both Sukkos Mamish and Anonei HaKavod. I'm taking back what I just said. Lefi Rashi, the Yedil Adoros exists for Anonei HaKavod. The question we just asked, and we had a machlekes, the Aruch Lener, and the Netziv within Rashi, is that only in the world of Rabbi Lazar, and are we paskeling Rabbi Lazar, or is Rabbi Akiva also subscribing that there was a concept called Anonei HaKavod? If that's the case, that fits very well with the tour, that the Yedil Adoros should be based on what? Anonei HaKavod. However, according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, and we already find the Chayei Odom that tells you should have both Kavanas and both are true, there might be an aspect to think about the Sukkos Mamish, even if Rabbi Akiva is Kolik fundamentally with Rabbi Lazar, and you shouldn't only have to think about the Anonei HaKavod, you should also have to think in the world of Rabbi Akiva about the Sukkos Mamish, and this could all potentially, according to the Bikurei Yaakov, affect whether or not you're Yotze the Mitzvah. Wow. We don't have mitzvahs like this, Rabbi Osei. This is incredible. Our Gemara that said, a basic question. Why doesn't Rav and Reb Zeira hold of Rabbah? Rashi throws in Anonei HaKavod. We have no idea what Rashi is referring to. We have no idea why Rashi got into a Machlokes Tanoim. We have no idea if Rashi got into Machlokes Tanoim. Machlokes Aruch Lener in the Netziv within Rashi, which ultimately is a Machlokes Rashi against the Rabbeinu Chananel and Pshat in the Gemara, which ultimately now affects Halacha because there's a Bach
that comments on a tour that says this is so important that a person is mechavin l'man yedu d'oraseichem when they sit in the sukkah. What is l'man yedu d'oraseichem? Potentially a machlokas Rashi and Rabbi Chanano. What is yediyah l'doros? And machlokas the Prima Godim, the Bikur Yaakov, if a person ipso facto b'di'evit did not think about that, was yotzei the mitzvah. All coming from Akasha of, hey, why doesn't Rava hold like Rabba? And Rashi decided to open up a Pandora's box. That's Gemara, Rabbi said. That's halacha. That's sitting in a sukkah, not just sitting in the inbal, or just, you know, getting served food. That's sitting with a Rashi and a Rabbi Nochanan and a Netziv and an Aruch Lanar and a Machlekes Bikur Yaakov and a Prima Godim when it's Memakev. And it all flows from everything. Just Rabbi say, the Maimar HaMuzger, parenthetically, a person holds that both of these are correct, like Alderach and Etziv, like the Chayyadam, and they're not totally arguing, and Rashi wasn't taking sides between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Kiva. So what is their machlokes? Why is it that Rabbi Kiva chose to remember Besukos Mamish, and Rabbi Lazar decided to remember the Anan Yaakov? So perhaps, Jeremy, we can suggest the following. I once suggested years ago the following idea, which perhaps can explain the Chayei Adam, why both of these Kavanas are integral, and perhaps will explain what the Machlokes Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Akiva. Again, because if we're holding like the Netziv, and we're holding that both subscribe to each other, so then one has to ask themselves the obvious question, so what are they arguing about? Why does one say Anon Yaakovot and one say Sukkos Mamish? If what we're saying is correct, that what? That everyone held that both were true, or Rabbi Kiva subscribed to both, why does he highlight Sukkos Mamish? So I remember seeing years ago a Ksav Sofer that quoted a Medrash that explained our sitting in the Sukkos in the Midbar represented to HaKadosh Baruch Hu something incredible. Lech teich acharai b'midbar ve'eretz lo zuruah. Us sitting in the sukkah on sukkis, b'sukkos mamish, represented what? Our trust and faith in the Ribbono shel Olam, going into a desolate land, an area that doesn't have anything, a desert, and we trusted and had faith in the Eibishter and sat in sukkos mamish. And that made a roshim on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Ksav Sofer, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded in kind and brought us what? The Anon Yaakovit. We took a step. We had faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We went out into Mitzrayim and sat in huts. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us his protection through his Ashras HaShechina. Perhaps the Pshat in the Netziv, the Chayei Adam, the idea that we're suggesting right now, that they're both correct, there was Sukkos Mamish and there was Anon Yaakovit, and it's all what? It's all just highlighting two sides of this of the same coin. We had our approach, we made our effect, we demonstrated our Ava and our focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the Ribbono shel Olam responded with his Anon Yaakovit protecting us. So Im Kain, Yediyah L'Doros could apply to both that there was Anan Yaakovot. And that was a tremendous nes. The shaila between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Akiva and Daf Yud Aleph is what do we want to demonstrate when we're Mekayim the Mitzvah? What do we want to focus on? The first step that we took and trusted and had Amunah and Bitochen and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is that what the Mitzvah is based on? Or do we want to highlight HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response? How he hugged us, how he cared for us, and how he responded to our initiation and to our love. He loves us back. That's the machlekes Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Lazar. But it's not such a wild machlekes that they don't hold of each other's metzias and each other's history of what actually happened. It's just what are we accentuating? The first step or the response? Good. Rabbi Isai, if we go into the world of Bikur Yaakov, that whatever kavan is necessary, and I think, and the Mishnah Berurah says, Rabbi Osei, you should be mechavin lechachila to both. But the Mishnah Berurah also says, we don't pass the Bikur Yaakov, it's not ma'akev, but it is lechachila, to be mechavin for both, to remember the Sukkos Mamish, and to remember the Ananei Kovit. But Rabbi Osei, I'm going to ask, according to this Bikur Yaakov, let's get a little excited over here. Let's go to the Bikur Yaakov shul for Yontif. Let's go to the Aruch Liner, okay? Rav Yaakov Etlinger. And Rav Yaakov Etlinger is my Meir Da'asra, and he gets up the first day of Yontif, and he says to me, Hillel, if you don't think about the Anan Yaakovid, then guess what? You were not Yotz in the Mitzvah. Comes along Rav Shlomo Zalman in his Tshuvas and Mincha Shlomo and Siman Aleph, and asks the following question. Well, there's a mitzvah for me to eat in a sukkah, right? If I eat in the house, what did I just do? I just violated that mitzvah, right? Right? I was mevatel at mitzvah tesis, right? Good? Good? One second. So all of you people who've not known about this bach and have forgotten about the bach, according to Bikur Yaakov, guess where you just ate? You were mevatel mitzvah tesis. You just ate where? Libby? In your house. Thank you. Perfect time. What do you say to that? Is that Akasha? Rabbi Yisai, we not only just said, according to the Bikur Yaakov, there's a Chumrah, and Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger says, by the way, you should think about this Rashi, and you should think about this Sugya of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar, and this might actually have an effect, and it might actually have ramifications. You actually just say in your house, if you didn't contemplate this. Is this Rabbi crazy? It's not me, it's Rosh Hashanah Zalman Aruch. Rosh Hashanah, Siman Aleph, the first chupa in the sea. Why isn't that true? Let's go further. You don't want to talk Sukkos. Sukkos is next week. I don't want to talk Sukkos anymore. Good, I'll talk Tzitzis. Raman Yehidu when it comes to Tzitzis. The Bach said you got to think about when it comes to Tzitzis also, right? Good. I forgot when I put on my tzitzis this morning to think about what? Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sorry, Lippy, I'm not such a tzaddik. I forgot. It was really early this morning. It was before 6 o'clock. It was dark outside. I put on my sukkahs. I totally forgot, and I didn't think about L'man Yehidu. So Dr. Shlomo Zalman, according to the Bikur Yaakov's version of the Bach, what? I'm wearing Dalai Kanfus without tzitzis.
Whoa. So maybe we should just be prima godum, guys, and just say, call it a day. Said Reb Shlomo Zalman, has to be that yes, you weren't Mekayim the mitzvah, but there is a reality of a mitzvah existing that you can't now call it that it's as if I'm eating outside the sukkah. I am physically sitting in a sukkah without a kiyum mitzvah, without a fulfillment of the mitzvah, that it's enough, even though I did not fulfill my mitzvah, and you cannot give me points for what I just did, but I also did not sit outside a sukkah, because it's physically there. And similarly, when it comes to tzitzis, lemaisa, there's kosher strings that are singing at the end of this Dalet conference. Was I yotze a mitzvah according to the Bikur Yaakov? Maybe not. But if what? But if you don't, but I didn't wear Dalet Kanfus without tzitzis. Because says the Mir Mincha Shlomo, because if you don't hold like this, then you should not be allowed to wear tzitzis in the bathroom. Because every time you're in the bathroom, in order for not to be considered wearing Dalet Kanfus without tzitzis, I need to think about what? L'man Yehidu Derisechem. And am I allowed to think about L'man Yehidu Derisechem in the bathroom? No. So why don't I have to take off my tzitzis every time I go into the bathroom? What? Why? I have to have the mitzvah. If my tzitzis fell off, right? If my tzitzis got cut off, right? I have to take it off. I can only wear these Dalet Kanfus when the tzitzis are on. It's continuous. And that's why Rabbi Osei, if I didn't make a bracha when I put it on, I could still make a bracha afterwards, even though we paskin that brachas have to be before the mitzvah. There's an ongoing mitzvah that's existing. Right? And that's why if a chut would get cut, right? If my tzitzis would get damaged, they become puzzle, I have to remove the beged.
That's not this beged, that's not this manjum.
What?
That's the
Hilchos
of the...
Tzitzis. That's Tzitzis. There's no Hilchos Beged. There's no Hilchos Beged. There's no concept called the Beged. The Beged is just as much. Beged is only important because of the Tzitzis. So Rabbeisai comes along with Shlomo Zalman and says, because of this question, because of this Bikur Yaakov, because of our sugya, Al Karchach, there has to be a reality of the mitzvah existing and me not eating outside the sukkah, even though I did not fulfill the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah. And there's an inyan of me wearing a baguette of dalet kanfos with tzitzis, even though the gavra did not fulfill his obligation. But the mitzias, the reality is, there's a mitzvah there. Because otherwise, if you take it to the nth degree of the Bikur Yaakov's psak, then you cannot wear tzitzis anymore. Or you can't now sit in a sukkah without that kavana at the beginning. Yeah.
How do we even say that?
I always wonder that. I think the Bikur Yaakov held as long as when you go into the sukkah initially, and you have that kavana. Let's say in the mitzvah, the Gemara says right as long as you have the kavana at the beginning of the mitzvah. So that's akol holach achar aschala. So then the Gemara right. Let's say I bring a carbon. So the Gemara says, as long as you had lishma at the beginning of the akrovas akarvan, that helps for the rest and the entire. So as long as you had it at the beginning, that will help for the future.
If
that's the choro to be
heard. Tzitzis is a continuous thing. That's what I'm saying. It's different. In the case of tzitzis, it's always a new mitzvah every second.
Right. It's a continuous mitzvah. But maybe you could say that the yediyah at the beginning would continue just like the akrovas akarvan. It's a good question. Rabbi Isai, but bottom line, what comes out of our sugya, is a major machlekes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. Perhaps whether or not our machlekes Amoraim got involved in the machlekes Rabbi Elazar and Yekiva, and perhaps Rashi could also be understood that it wasn't taking sides within the machlekes Rabbi Elazar and Yekiva, and might have ramifications whether or not a person has to think of both Sukkos Mamish or only Anon Yaakovod, like the Pashtus of the tour, when a person sits in the sukkah, and were we paskening of what in this sugya, what the reason for sitting in the sukkahs are. Rabbi Isai, I want to quickly finish the next sugya, the beginning of tomorrow, maybe even not, and move on to the sugya of Chinuch, a brand new sugya, an awesome sugya, and I'm hoping, I don't even think we'll get to it, after Chinuch, to get to the Chiyuv of Nashim in the mitzvah of Sukkah, but we might have to wait till after Yontif for that. Have a great day.